Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Quick Take Ohio, a pre-recorded podcast highlighting Ohio news that impacts juvenile justice. We now recognize that youth leadership and engagement is critical to a child's achievement, but also imperative for the overall progress and prosperity of communities. Scenarios USA is a national nonprofit that has been at the forefront of assisting youth in telling their own narratives and addressing harmful social norms. Started in 1999, it uses writing and film to foster youth leadership, advocacy, and self-expression in students across the country, focusing on marginalized communities. The curriculum is designed to help students think about societal issues that affect them. Some of the issues addressed have included body image, dating and domestic violence, bullying, HIV testing, education, parenting, sexual orientation, and chemical dependency. At the end of the course, students create their own stories and have an option to submit them to scenarios where each year three are selected to be produced into films that involve professional screenwriters, directors, and actors. I became aware of scenarios about 6 years ago and was inspired by the films that were produced and the ability of kids to speak to complex issues. It was exciting to see that recently a winning story came from a student in Cleveland, Ohio, and was produced into a film directed by Karen Kusama, who directed Girl Fight and Jennifer's Body. This film is also being used in a new scenarios curriculum that will be piloted in Cleveland. Stephanie Wahome, who is the Greater Cleveland Manager for Scenarios USA, joins us to discuss the curriculum. Welcome, Steph.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Steph, how did you become involved with Scenarios USA? And I know I gave a brief introduction of the organization, so feel free to add anything else.
Yeah, so I came involved with Scenarios USA. I had been teaching for almost about 9 years, and between Detroit, Michigan, Seattle, Washington, and Washington, D.C. And it was a time that I wanted to come back home to really do more work at home where I'm from, which is the greater Cleveland area. And one thing I learned about teaching, you know, it's so hard to expect a young person to learn in a classroom without some form of arts or something creative to really engage them and connect their math or their social studies to what they're actually doing in their life or what they're going through in their life. When I came to Cleveland, I came across the Scenarios USA program. I actually stumbled upon it. And it was amazing. When I had saw the transformations that the young people had gone through just by writing and creating their own story, and this was actually taking place in the classroom, and, you know, it was really integrated into their subject areas, it made sense to me, and it was a great opportunity that there was a position open that they were looking for someone to oversee the Greater Cleveland program. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of fell into my next steps, which was really amazing opportunity.
Great. So I read that Scenarios has lesson plans in all 50 states now, and the Real Deal films get seen by an estimated 15 to 20 million a year in classrooms, which is amazing. And the education is described as a standards-based, interactive, multimedia curriculum. What are the different components of the curricula, and how does it all work?
So the curricula that we create, it's actually created not just by the staff. It's created by many, many educators from around the nation, and we come together to identify what are some major issues young people are dealing with, and it's a reflection from the past movies that were made from the winning writers from the past year. And through that, we identify, you know, what is a topic young people really want to talk about, that they really want to dig deeper in. And the great thing about it is working with the educators, we're able to also align each one of our lessons to the Common Core standards for our education system, as well as to align them with the state standards for social studies, health, English, as well as the arts. So it's very it's a very intricate curriculum that involves pieces and parts from a lot of different strands that really helps to embody a young person so they are stronger in their social, emotional learning competency, so they feel more connected to their community, their schools, and most of all, themselves.
And what age group is this curricula used for? And I know you were talking about the schools, but has it been used in other settings as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. So young people who are between in grade 6th and 12th grade, so that can mean different ages because, you know, many young people are in different ages, either in 6th grade or 12th grade or, you know, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grade. And the young people aren't always in this formal school setting. We've worked with many young people who have been the winning writers, who have been in the detention centers. They've also been in community centers. They've also been part of youth groups. They've been part of different after-school programs. The goal is just to have an educator who is, you know, an adult that comes to our workshop, who gets the materials and gets trained, and, you know, who really wants to give young people a voice. And this is definitely, you know, an opportunity that is connected to the work they're already doing in their classroom. So it's not necessarily just a traditional school setting. It's a young person who really wants to dig deeper and to really find their voice and to share it with other people.
And I mentioned that last year a full film was produced from a Cleveland student, and it's called Speechless and takes on the topic of sexual assault. Can you highlight a few other projects that have been completed by youth under Scenarios USA?
Yes, we have over 24 films to date that have been created by other youth from Scenarios USA over the last 15 years. And some of the films include the topics of identity, self-love, HIV, AIDS awareness. We have topics that include some forms of violence, different forms of violence, if that's gender-based violence that's taking place in the classrooms or also in the community. It's a wide variety of different topics. If you go to our website, scenariosusa.org, you could definitely see the long list. It's basically anything and everything that a young person is probably dealing with. That's what has already become one of our movies, which is really excellent to see.
And some of the former curricula, which are still available for use and purchase, I'll make a little plug there because they're so excellent, have focused on, as you were talking about, gender, power and relationships, exploration of masculinity. The new curriculum being rolled out is called What's the Real Deal About Place and Power? And it is being piloted in Cleveland, New York, and Chicago. So maybe you can give us a little bit more insight into what the focus of this curriculum is, and why were these three cities chosen?
So the focus of this curriculum, What's the Real Deal About Place and Power, is something young people are dealing with. Power, young people are going through a lot of changes in life. Either they feel so they have power or they don't have power. And many are misusing different forms of negative power as opposed to understanding where positive power is coming from, in their voice, in their actions, in their education. In addition to that, place is not just where a young person lives. It's also where are they at in their virtual place. Some young people and even adults, they're in a different place when they're on the Internet, when they're on Facebook, when they're on Twitter. What does that mean? If someone's not having a good day or just not having good events happening in their life, where is their place at in their mind? You know, how are they doing emotionally? How are they doing physically? So place really highlights, you know, the different stages that we go through as individuals and how that affects the power that we have or we don't have or the privilege that we may or may not have. This has definitely been a topic young people have been exploring, and we've seen in our past stories, which has came to the point of this curricula being called What's the Real Deal About Place and Power.
Thanks. And so it is being piloted or rolled out here in Cleveland. And I think right now you're in the beginning stages. So how can teachers in the Cleveland area learn more about this?
So teachers in the Cleveland area, teachers, educators, adults, mentors, can learn more about Scenarios USA by just calling our Cleveland region phone, which is 216-443-2030. You can always go to our website, which is scenariosusa.org, which is scenariosusa.org. And we are in Cleveland, Chicago, as well as New York City. But as you had said very well, we have our curriculum that goes to many other states as well. So if you'd like for us to be in your city, then that could happen. Awesome, but you could definitely use our curriculum and really see change in your young people.
And so if someone who's teaching young people in the Cleveland area contact you, what can they expect? What's the process?
Great question. Great question. If you contact me, you could come to one. I will invite you to come to one of our free workshops. We have 4 remaining teacher workshops, teacher/educator workshops. And the workshops are Wednesday, September the 4th, Thursday, September the 5th, and then the following week, which is Wednesday, September the 11th, and Thursday, September the 12th. It's a 3-hour workshop at the Barbara Bird Bennett Center, and I'll give you more information about the workshop time and the location just by calling or going to our website. When you go to our workshop, you will learn about what's the real deal about place and power. You will learn a lot of good vocabulary that you can use within your classroom, ways to challenge your young people as well as inspire them and give them power and as facilitators and as active learners. You'll receive journals for young people to encourage journal writing. A lot of the work that we do that reflects the social emotional learning is part of journal writing. You'll learn how to create complex characters. Many young people don't understand how complex they are. So it really helps you to see good skill sets to dig deeper for these young people, and it connects you more to the young people because they see the connection they have with you and the work that you're doing as well as how you're trying to help them to get to their potential. There's a lot of fun, amazing, engaging activities at our workshop. You will not be bored. As a matter of fact, you might want to come back for more, but you only need to attend one workshop to get the contest kit materials. And by coming to the workshop, you will actually open a door for any young person that you come across to be able to write a story, submit it, and it can be made into a movie.
Terrific. And I highly encourage anyone working with youth right now out there to contact Scenarios, whether you're in Cleveland or not. I attended a workshop this past week, and it's just absolutely fascinating, and it gives you great ideas for different activities, and lesson planning is already outlined in a really concrete way to help youth who learn in multiple ways share their voice and bring out their voice. So, Steph, any final thoughts you want to share?
Yes, I also wanted to add, with the Scenarios USA experience, when you give a young person a chance to experience any or all of the curriculum, that young person is also part of the Scenarios USA circle. So if they aren't one of the young people selected to have their story filmed, that is okay because they could be one of the 12 young people to help make the movie. They'll be interns with Hollywood film professionals to make the movie. They could be one of our extras or one of our main actors. We have usually over about 100 young people who are on the set of the movie who have been part of our curriculum who helped make the movie. Also with Scenarios USA, those young people who want to stay connected to Scenarios, they might get a chance to travel like our other young people have to California for a youth conference and be featured speakers. We do a lot of training and youth development with the young people, or travel to New York City where the film will be premiered, or to one of our events. Or to Chicago or to one of our other many cities to be a part of the youth conference. And those conferences are usually taken care of by Scenarios USA as long as the person is selected to be a part of that experience. So there's many opportunities through Scenarios USA. I just ask you adults to give the young people a chance and come to our workshops and check it out, what's going on.
Steph, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. This is really great. I mean, thank you for this opportunity. I really hope that, many more young people really get to magnify their voice in positive ways in this world.
Okay, and thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of Quick Take Ohio. Take care and catch you on our next